WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House could take up a vote tonight, but not on the Senate-passed foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Instead, a second attempt to impeach Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
It's a planned do-over following last week's narrow and unexpected defeat. Assuming no one's votes change, perfect attendance would be required for Republicans to get impeachment over the goal line this time. The Biden administration calls the charges against Mayorkas baseless and impeachment a political stunt.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A U.S. Rear Admiral on board a U.S. ship positioned in the southern Red Sea says the U.S. allied airstrikes on Iranian-backed Houthi operations in Yemen have reduced the capabilities to carry out more attacks, but says the militants are working to change tactics. A major storm in the Northeast finally moving out to the Atlantic. That fast-moving system dumped up to a foot of snow or more in some areas of New York and New England and led to nearly 1,200 flight cancellations today. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Baraboo man has been arrested for his sixth OWI after being pulled over for possible involvement in a hit and run. On Monday night, authorities in Juneau County were looking for a vehicle possibly wanted for a hit and run in Adams County. A trooper saw the car near the Sauk Juneau County line and stopped it in Wisconsin Dells near Wisconsin 31. And County Highway H. 71-year-old Doran Goodbear was arrested for several offenses, including OWI, failure to install an ignition interlock device, and operating on a revoked license. The hit-and-run crash continues to be investigated by the Adams County Sheriff's Office. Three firefighters with the Beaver Dam Fire Department were injured in an airboat crash on Beaver Dam Lake Monday night. The crash happened just after 7:40 p.m. in the area of Grape Island on the lake. Officials say the crash happened on the island during training operations, but add that the cause of the crash is still under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. A cloudy day for tomorrow, rain possible in the afternoon, high mid-40s. Maybe a dusting of snow later tomorrow night. Sunshine returns for Thursday, mixed with some clouds, cooler, high mid-30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. People after 5 p.m., here's Madonna.
And more.
Come on to that feeling. No doubt. 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Tuesday night. The Baraboo FFA alumni and supporters are holding their fifth annual meat raffle. That'll be held on Saturday, February 17th, during the annual Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends at the Baraboo High School. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The menu includes pancakes, sausages, eggs, cheese, and beverages. The cost is only $5 per person. During that, they will hold their meat raffle. 10 different meat bundles ranging from $50 to $275 in value. The grand prize, a Blackstone Grill package, a $375 value. Tickets are only $5 each or 5 tickets for $20. They will hold that drawing at 10 a.m. at the Baraboo High School. For more information or to get tickets, email FFAalumniofBaraboo@gmail.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Wham on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Bucks shoot for their third straight win tonight when they take on the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks earned a season series split with Denver, beating the Nuggets 112-95. Doc Rivers' Bucks have now held back-to-back opponents under 100 points.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, you know, trusting it, clarifying it. 5-6 games ago, Don Shula. You know, if you ever read his book, if you have time, it's a good book. But he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. And that's what we're trying to do, simplify so we can play with fire.
Fourth-ranked Marquette on the road tonight in the Big East. They'll take on the Butler Bulldogs. Butler beat the Golden Eagles back in Milwaukee in January. 20th-ranked Badgers are back home tonight as well. They'll try to end a four-game losing streak and taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Kohl Center, an 8 o'clock tip on Peacock. Red-hot Milwaukee Admirals at home against the Chicago Wolves tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches and get to what's real. I can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the wrecking machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us live at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here's Bobby Brown on Max FM.
I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask the questions, why am I so real? But they don't understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. The way that I wanna live,
it's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel,
it's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do,
it's my prerogative.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you. Now,
don't get me wrong, I'm really not suit. Ego trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships
really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
Yeah.
Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission.
I don't need my own decision.
That's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
I can do what I want to do.
It's my
and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99 Cent, Max FM.
CQ on Max FM.
Bye.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. All right, here's your friendly reminder. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and people say it's the thought that counts for birthdays and Christmas, and they may or may not mean it. For Valentine's Day, that sentiment actually does fly for most people. Now, the National Retail Foundation just released a survey on the top seven things Americans are buying for Valentine's Day, and even though Valentine's Day is tomorrow, there's still time to buy most of them, well, provided they're available. Now, here's the list. Candy, probably something special, not like Sour Patch Kids, I'm just guessing. Greeting cards, just pick one up at the right tone and write a little note inside. Flowers, it may be too late to have flowers sent, but you can probably pick them up in a lot of different places. And evening out, a little thoughtful planning can really go a long way. jewelry if you know what they like. Otherwise, it's pricey and not a good impulse buy. Clothing. Now, this is another one that's more challenging to pick out at the last minute. Not something I would recommend. And of course, there's always the gift certificate. Just pair it with a card and a nice personal note, and you're all set to go. Now, as I mentioned before, we are not doing anything for Valentine's Day. We have some other commitments tomorrow night. So we did go out for dinner on Saturday night. And of course, I did get Wendy something nice too. So I'm not going to forget about it. So I want to make sure everyone's reminded about that. So again, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. If you haven't gone and picked something up, now's the time to go do that. Coming up, we will have a look at the community calendar brought to you by Pizza Rancher Baraboo. A look at weather news by Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carryout. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's time for the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk. It's happening on Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The businesses of Sauk Prairie hope that you can join them for this fun-filled sweet treat and fundraising day. All proceeds will be going to the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. You'll be able to purchase tickets the day of the event. The cost is $5 per person. Three and under are free. Wristbands will be available for purchase at the C2 Juicery, Sauk Prairie Fitness, and Baraboo Chamber. During the event, you won't have to go in any order, but businesses in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City will be happy to welcome you and have some sweet treats. There'll also be bucket raffles, 50-50 raffle, punch cards. If you have any questions, all the information can be found at Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk 2024, and just search that on Facebook. Again, this will be benefiting the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin and is presented by Brunker Realty Group. And also on that Saturday, February 17th, it's time for the Baraboo FFA 5th Annual Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends event. This will be held at Baraboo High School. $5 per person. It'll get you pancakes, sausage, eggs, cheese, and beverages. This is available for dine-in or carry-out. And proceeds this year will be going to the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Their mission is to support veterans through agriculture. This event will be Saturday, February 17th from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. at Baraboo High School.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. A cloudy day for tomorrow, rain possible in the afternoon, high mid-40s. Maybe a dusting of snow later tomorrow night. Sunshine returns for Thursday mixed with some clouds, cooler, high mid-30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 35 degrees.
99.7.
Oh,
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.